amidst the tragic end to Inky's career as a Vol. Another talented Atlanta star was beginning his journey to Knoxville.
The things that I remember about Everett Stoughton as a freshman at Creekside High School and always having his name in the paper week after week.
I can remember a game in senior year where we were playing against Cam Newton. And so in the paper was, you know, so-called Eric Bear against Cam Newton. And you know, that game was so big, it had to be moved to a Saturday.
The hype around Eric Berry was unbelievable. There was so much talk about this guy.
Every time he got the ball, man, he was looking to go in the end zone. It didn't matter how he got there. He would fight, scratch, claw. He would do anything to make it to that end zone.
I mean, he was very talented, very, very skilled. You know, if there was a six-star or seven, he would have been one of those guys.
I mean, he had so much attention from a number of major colleges around the country.
I didn't fret that very much. I mean, he told me at 9 years old that he was coming to Tennessee. You know?
Well, he's James Berry's son, and James was a good running back here.
Once he made up his mind, I know that he would be loyal to whatever school that he said he was going to go to. I was just glad he took Tennessee.
As Eric stepped foot on the campus of his father's alma mater, Inky Johnson was still making an impact on the Vols.
After I found out that I couldn't play anymore, I would be in the brace working out with the guys.
When he got hurt, it wasn't woe is me, you know, no sob story. He said, okay, I've been dealt these cards, and what am I going to do about it?
After he'd gone through a lot of rehab and all, he did the off-season program with us, for God's sake. You know, nobody wants to do the off-season program, and he's out there with one arm, you know, doing seat rolls and sprints and leading the team.
The first interaction I had with Ink, I remember it was like 1 hour workouts, and you know everybody wasn't giving everything they had. Ink just was something that wasn't sitting right with him. So here I see this little guy call the whole team up.
When I used to put on that orange power tee, it meant something to me. It's a rich tradition. There's a lot of great players that came through here before.
You know what I'm saying? He has the whole team's attention.
You come out on this field, don't disrespect this game, man.
Just raging, just upset, because nobody was giving everything they had.
I was sitting in a spot where it was a lot of uncertainty, you know, about my future, you know, about football, and about my life.
I said, man, listen, I said, do you love this thing or do you like it? Because when you love it, you approach it totally different. Your mindset is totally different. Your sacrifice is totally different. Your dedication is totally different. Your commitment to the game is totally different.
You know, I always looked at the guys that I played with like my brothers.
So we're going to keep working. We're going to keep driving.
I wanted those guys to realize how blessed they were to be able to play the game and to seize that and not take that for granted, because you never know when it's going to be your last play.
Thank you for your time.
There's no way that he should have more passion than anybody that has this opportunity, and that's the way he felt. And you couldn't do anything but respect it. And everybody responded.
Look, there are a lot of five-star players that are told you're the best, and they don't work hard at it. Eric Berry was as hard a worker as anybody on that football team. And I think probably because of Inky Johnson.
Inky was one of those guys that, you know, got me focused in.
I asked him, do you want to come out and play the game and be a pretty good player? Or do you want to come out and leave a legacy?
And what you gonna do to get to that point?
From film study, from practice, take the information, put in the extra work to learn it. I saw something in him that I didn't see in the other cats. And I saw that fire, man. And I saw that passion.
I just put in as much work as I could, man, and just tried to give everything I had every day.
I remember one situation in particular. I think it was a Florida game.
And this is in Gainesville, against a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
You know, we were going back and forth with Florida, and I was looking at Eric, and I could tell he was frustrated. I basically told him, hey man, say something. You have just as much as a right to say something as anybody else on this team. Because I had watched him in summer workouts, I watched him every day put in the work, and he outworked everybody. Charge him, challenge him. And as soon as he said something, Everybody straightened up and everybody listened.
Actually, we were at home. We were watching the game, and it was like Tebow drops back the pass. He throws the ball.
Did you see? Oh, see ya! This could go all the way. Tebow's the only man who can stop it. Eric Berry, the true freshman, all the way for a touchdown.
The whole house just exploded. He intercepted Tim Tebow.
Take the cape off, Tim Tebow, huh?
Eric Berry.
You know, when I made that play, I just kept moving forward. And it kind of snowballed into this big, epic career I had in college.
I mean, he was really something different.
He could play corner. He could play safety. He could play strong safety or free safety.
And he's hit down right as soon as he catches it. Nice play by who else? The All-American, Eric Berry.
You know, I've seen him, you know, run through receivers and run through big, strong Southeastern Conference backs. He was a ball of violence. He was going to make something happen.
He's just coming down hard from the safety position to support that run. You can hear Berry's hits all the way up here.
All the evidence was there that this guy was a star in the making. He could do everything on a college football field, and he was so much better than most of the players that he was playing with or against. It was no surprise at all that he turned pro after his junior season.
I felt like that was a not only a highlight moment for me, but the people around me too. You know, nobody makes it to that point by themselves.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
You excited to be a Kansas City Chief?
I told you want to be a Chief, baby.
That night, I got my name called. Having my family there, it was amazing.
I was so happy for him. You know, top DB.
I see you in Kansas City.